Welcome back to the program, 638. Here's the article that I talked about, I don't know, an hour ago. I'm losing control of my brain this morning. So remember I asked you that there were some signs of whether or not you'd actually hit middle age?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen, prepare.
How many do you have there?
There's 10.
I'm prepared to hit all 10.
Yeah, you probably will. All right, here we go. There's never actually been an official definition of middle age. People used to consider it, you know, in the mid-40s, middle age. Because you think, okay, I might make it to 80. I'm somewhere in my 40s. Yeah, I'm somewhere about halfway through my life. Not now. People are living longer, acting younger. Mm. Didn't somebody put up there that 70 is the new 50? Oh, that was, Captain Mustache, Geraldo Rivera. Oh, 70 is the new 50 or something.
Right after he posted his half-naked picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, obviously it's not. I haven't seen the pictures, and I can tell you that it's not.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. Well, I think all the blood's running right to his mustache. So the Daily Mail has put together this bit of research that they have.
Oh, this is British, too.
This is British, but they say that they've surveyed people from all over the world, America, England, France, and so forth. And this is what you come up with, how you know that you've hit middle age. Here are the top 10.
Mm.
Number one, you lose touch with technology. I'm going to say no on this one to me. I'm as in touch with technology as I've ever been. I'm not on top of it, but I do know what's going on.
Right, right? But we are not nearly as fluent in technology as someone younger than us.
I will agree with that, but I'm not any different. I haven't lost touch from where I was. I'm just maintaining the same touch that I've always had, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you just got a new phone, right?
I did.
And Chris got a new phone.
Sure did.
Why are you a new phone? I don't want to be the only one left out.
You're holding out for the better Apple.
I'm holding out for the big 5S. You like my S?
Keep your S to yourself, sir.
I got a great big S. Number two, you find out that you have no idea what the, quote, young people are talking about.
There's some of that.
Yeah, I'm coming close to that one. I try, but there's times when I look at it.
The thing is, you don't care what the younger people are talking about.
Precisely. Yeah, that's it. All right, number three, you constantly have new aches and pains.
Yes, put a check mark there.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna go along with that. I'm a half a check mark on number two that we don't keep in touch with the young people.
Getting out of a chair for the first, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, I walk like an old man.
Mm-hmm. Number four, you need an afternoon nap.
Oh. No question.
Absolutely. Part of it, though, is because of our hours.
Afternoon nap, morning nap, early evening nap.
It's time for second nappies. Number five, you groan when you bend down.
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna put a hash mark because occasionally that happens. All right, number six, you can't name any modern bands.
No, I can do that. I'm online enough that I can do that.
I'm 50-50.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a hash mark because
when I listen to the hit music station that's right down the hall from us, I know half of them.
You're always talking about your joints. And not those kind of joints, Tom. The connectors between...
No, the thing that I'm always talking about is my prostate. But does that count as a joint?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
God, I don't want to hear... Why? Why do you... No, I don't want to hear about that part of your...
Well, we see commercials all the time. I mean, TV is inundated. The commercials are all aimed at us.
Listen, by the way, I saw you on Craigslist. That's not where you go to get an exam done for that part of your body.
No, no, no.
Oh, my.
That wasn't me.
Just letting you know. That's not. All right, so I'm at two out of the six, out of the seven so far, definitive. Number eight, you hate noisy bars and restaurants. Yep. I can't stand noisy bars and restaurants. I don't.
I'm getting to that point, yeah.
I can't. Mm-hmm. There's so, and you know what it is? I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. When we're doing our gig, I'm inundated with so much audio information constantly that when we're done, I want quiet. And it's not because I'm an old fart. It's because that's what we do.
Only
for
Only partly because you're old.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Number nine, you start getting ear hair, bushy eyebrows, nose hair, and women get facial hair.
Well, I got the ear, nose, and eyebrow hair working. When I go to the get my hair cut, I have to have them trim everything.
Listen, when I went to go get my hair cut last time, the guy that was doing it said, "You know, we can also wax your nostrils." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, what?"
Pull out all the hair so they don't grow back.
He said, "Well,
that
you know,
sounds very painful."
He said, "Well, yeah, we can wax your nostrils." I said, "Who in the world besides Cardinal Richelieu would actually suggest?" That we wax our nostrils. Who came up with this?
Actually, that would be great.
Oh.
Really?
It
would be painful.
Oh, it would hurt like...
No doubt it would hurt like hell, but a world without nose hair would be a better world, right?
Well, it takes 2 seconds to trim it.
It's just zip, zip, and you're, you know, but I said no. And then I asked her, I said, well, does it look like I need that? He's like, no. And I'm thinking, okay, he wouldn't have said it if he didn't think I'd need it. And I went home and looked, and it's like, everything's well-groomed up there. You know, I'm
sure
good.
In the history of mankind, people have died by putting scissors up their nose.
Absolutely. Tom, look. Don't I have...
I'm not getting that close.
Come here and look at my nose hair and tell me if I'm well-groomed.
I cannot believe we're talking about your nose.
Seth, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
Your nose hair and my prostate at 6:45 in the morning. Yeah. This is good radio, baby.
Number one in the market. All right, you start getting ear hair, bushy eyebrows,
nose hair.
We talked
about that one already.
All right, that was all
right. So, memory is the next thing that goes because you just did the same question twice.
All right, number nine, you start getting ear hair, bushy. No, okay. Number 10,
ear hair.
You think all cops, teachers, and doctors look young?
For me, it is true with police.
Yeah. I've seen a couple officers like, really? How in the world would you actually get yourself out of the patrol car to chase somebody? How? Really? I will say that the doctor I had in Florida, I went in, I had pneumonia.
Doogie Howser?
Yeah, he had longer hair, this little hipster mustache. He walked in, and I felt like saying, really? Did you just graduate? No, he's been a doctor for like 5 or 6 years. He's got his own, you know, he's part
you want
of this
the
practice.
Old, you want the old guy with the old stethoscope and carrying in the medical bag that's all cracked.
With
and
the circular thing on his head.
Yeah. They still use that. Yeah,
you know, the reflector thing.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
What was that for, by the way?
When they shined a light, it would reflect a little bit of light in so they could see down your throat.
Ah, okay.
When they were messing around with your internal organs.
Nobody uses that anymore,
do
they?
No, they have a miner hat right there.
I thought it was just the thing that said, hey, I'm a doctor. This is the, hey, you got to listen to what I tell you thing.
All right, so I checked off for myself 4 out of 10. I don't think that means I'm middle-aged yet. It means I'm closing in on it fast.
I only really 1.5.
Yeah, so you're not middle-aged yet.
You guys are lying.
You got 12 out of 10.
Mm.
There's two on here that we didn't even talk about that you have. All right, there it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Not middle-aged yet. I got some time.
The new 2014 Farmer's Almanac is out, and you may have heard it's predicting a blizzard for next year's Super Bowl in the Northeast. Pick up a copy and find out more interesting things about next year. Like Matthew McConaughey will make a bad move. Manti Te'o won't live up to the hype. A Real Housewife will get divorced. Jay Leno's Last Tonight Show will be as unfunny as the rest. The Bachelor won't really marry the girl he picked. Valentine's Day will suck. Again. And Ed Asner will die. Find out more in the new 2014 Farmer's Almanac. On sale now.
Consumer disclaimer. Almanac forecasts are only 80% correct, except for that part about Ed Asner.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.